Yeah. Do a little dance for me. Show off those panties like a little sissy f. Yeah, you want me to post this? You want everyone to see how f***ing disgusting you are?
Princess Meggers is an online financial dominatrix.
Yeah. You bought 2 minutes of cam so I'd post this, and I am posting it. And I'm going to make you to pay to take it back down.
She's been supporting herself financially through the world of online sex for 10 years, and she's never had to meet any of her customers in the flesh to make enough money to live comfortably in New York City.
I'd seen girls, you know, on their webcams, and I really wanted to be a part of it. I didn't know there was a such thing as, you know, this humiliation, this financial domination. I had no idea about any of this, but...
The way she puts it, this world fell into her lap. Men she met online started asking her if she would take their money.
And they came to me asking to pay me for me just to watch them do different interesting acts.
One more minute? Come on, keep dancing for me. Make that little hard.
The world of financial domination is just a small part of a growing online sex market. From the comfort of their own homes, people can log on to chat sites and webcam servers and make a quick buck. Or, in Princess Megger's case, a couple hundred or a few thousand. It just depends on how turned on and therefore generous her customers are feeling that day. But the ball is always in her court.
I don't care how much money you want to throw at my feet. You know, if you annoy me or get on my nerves or try to take advantage of me or say something very disrespectful, that's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you're a f***ing moron. Cam session forfeit.
Amateurs and pros both say they like working through the internet because it puts the power in their hands. Daniel is a college student like me. He asked me to change his name and voice for this story.
So I was on a dating app, and I actually got a message from a guy just asking if I wanted to make some quick cash by camming.
He said that he'd shot down these kinds of requests before, but he was living in a more expensive city for the summer and was tired of depending on his parents for money.
So I asked a few more questions, and once I found out that he would pay up front and that I didn't have to show my face and that I wouldn't have to do anything I wasn't comfortable with, I was down.
Once you had that conversation, it kind of eliminated the question of risk for you?
Yeah, I felt like as long as my face wasn't visible, I didn't feel like there was too much of a risk there. And he didn't know any information about me, and so the anonymity kept me feeling comfortable.
He was paid $50 for a 15, that's 15-minute session, doing what he said he would be doing alone in his bedroom anyway. In these instances, it just happened to be that his laptop was open.
So I did it. It was always that same guy. I did it 5 different times, made $50 each time over the course of about a month.
Would you ever consider doing anything outside of the internet?
No. For money? No. I don't know. The distance was what kept me feeling comfortable. Anything in person, I think, would feel super risky to me.
The digital distance inherent to the internet helps Meggers feel safe, too. It's also helped her connect with other women doing the same or similar things online. In an abstract way, they're almost like her coworkers.
And we do keep each other focused and motivated, and we share little tips and secrets, and we've become this close-knit community, a lot of us, because we have so much in common, and we're very hard workers, we're very motivated.
I asked Meggers if she had any legal concerns, if she calls what she does sex work in the traditional sense of the term.
I do not. As far as income, I report everything on my taxes, so that's all taken care of. I would categorize myself as a porn star because I am a presence getting guys off. It is sexual, but it's not really for me. I'm not touching them. I know they're getting off to me, but I'm completely non-nude.
A self-employed porn star working from home.
I've worked hard to be able to do that. You know, I've worked hard.
While some people are finding empowerment through online sex work, the internet actually might be making human trafficking easier. Several sites exist for this purpose alone, and some pimps are tapping into social media to attract customers. Kay Buck is CEO of the Coalition to Abolish Slavery and Trafficking, or CAST, in Los Angeles.
I can definitely tell you, like, over the last year, we've seen probably about 30 cases involving social media as a way to either recruit victims or a way to advertise them to the purchasers.
But for Meggers and Daniel, the online demand for sex has given them financial freedom. For Meggers, that means first class, all expense paid trips to Greece and Brazil, a brand new BMW, and top shelf breast implants, all paid for by people she's never met in person. So much of my generation's sexual experience has come from the internet, be it dating apps or porn or chat rooms, and I wonder if camming will soon be a supplemental source of income akin to being an Uber or Lyft driver. Maybe one day some of my friends will be professional online sex workers or financial dominatrixes, and no one will bat an eye when the topic of work comes up at the dinner table. Whatever the case, the line between what we do online and what we call our real lives is blurring beyond recognition, with sex, with friendship, and definitely with work. Martha Daniel, Annenberg Radio News.